Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
That's us. We're your hosts, Ariel.
And Shia.
Collectively, the Kanes.
Well, good whatever.
You know, morning.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
All those good times of the day.
Wherever you are. So, today, we're talking about the freedom to be yourself.
Yeah, you know that the title, the short title's freedom, but we, as we were talking about it today, we thought we'd add a little something. The freedom to be yourself.
Because if you're free to be yourself, you are ultimately free.
And most of us listen to some internal governor that was put together when we were little bitty children. And it's had upgrades, but not many. And it's gotten more sophisticated, but it still inhibits your truth. It stops you from going for your life.
And it harangues on you when it thinks you've made a mistake.
Right.
Haven't you all gone to bed at one time or another, and you've laid there talking to yourself about that thing you didn't do correctly during the day, or what you didn't accomplish, or what it thinks you should have been different about?
Or what people will be thinking about you if they find out that you did that terrible thing, whatever. Hey, listening. Listening is critical today. See, what we've discovered is if you actually listen to hear what a person is saying, it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to hear what they say. But to hear it from their point of view, that doesn't hurt either, even if their point of view is different than your point of view. And, by the way, it can't be the same as your point of view because you both come from different points of view.
Now, I know a bunch of you are getting ready, if you're listening in the United States here, for next week is a big holiday here, Thanksgiving. So, a lot of us are gearing up to be with our families, and if you're not going to be actually with your family, a lot of us speak with our families during that time frame. It's a really good time to practice listening and discover the freedom to be yourself.
You know, it's interesting. In order to hear what another person's saying, you have to let go of what you have in your mind, what you're thinking of saying, what you're waiting for them to get over speaking about so you can say. And we found one of the best ways to receive a communication from another person is to take a deep breath and relax. You know, there's nothing you need to do. You just have to get to where you are.
Now, of course, it means that you need to drop what it is that you want to say and also drop your perspective about that other person.
And drop your agenda to get somewhere that you think is better than where you are.
We had I'm so happy you said that, Jay, because I got this image again.
It was written in the program notes.
We were, this past weekend, we were with our daughter, son-in-law, and two grandkids. And Otto is going to be one next week. And he's gotten the crawling around thing down really well. And there were some colored ping pong balls in the room. And he had a red one in one hand and a blue one in the other, and there was yellow. And he was interested in the yellow one.
He wanted that yellow one. He wanted to pick it up, but you see, his hand is 1 year old, so it's the size that can hold one ping pong ball.
It's perfect ping pong ball size.
That's right. So his hand could hold one ping pong ball, and he tried to pick up another ping pong ball without letting go of the first ping pong ball.
And I'll tell you, he really worked at it for a long time, and every once in a while he'd switch one. The yellow would go in where the red was, and then he wanted the red back, and he was really trying to cram basically two communications into one hand. And that's like all of us. We've gotten older, our hands have gotten bigger, we've gotten more sophisticated, but we're often trying to cram communications in or have true communication happen when we're holding on to ideas, holding on to what we have to say, or thinking about something rather than listening to another person.
Right. So we make you a promise today.
Ready?
We will not try to change you or fix you or get you to think the way we think. You're free to be exactly as you are. That's okay with us.
But I
know
that...
The other thing is...
Yeah, go ahead.
We're not trying to get somewhere during this program. So we don't have an intended result that we're going to produce on you.
You know, we've gotten more emails this week from people we have not met who are listening to our show regularly, and have to say we really appreciate all you listeners out there. So you know that we're not going to try to change or fix you. If it's your first time here, just a reminder for everybody else, but if it's your first time here, you probably noticed Shai and I finish each other's sentences.
And if you haven't noticed, well, then we don't.
So
anyway... Let's
yes,
talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Let's do it.
Because, you know, our book, which has just been released again by McGraw-Hill, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life.
It's a mouthful.
It is. But I'll tell you, that book is much more than three simple ideas. It is the schematic or ground, you know, like the foundation for living your life so you're living your life rather than not being like other people, rather than fighting with your world or trying to control the way life is showing up. It's about really flowing with your life. Anyway,
so we're going to talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation today in a slightly abbreviated way. Let's get going.
Yes. We're practicing for a television show we're going to be on in Chicago tomorrow.
Yes, if you're in the Chicago area, we're on WGN at the afternoon, the 12 o'clock news hour. We should be on around 12:20 or so, so tune in. Okay, ready? So,
first one, what you resist persists. Grows stronger and dominates your life. So if there's anything in your life that you're resisting, that's what you think about.
That's what dominates you. Now, if you talk about the Thanksgiving table, if there's somebody or some conversation or who is talking to you and you don't like it, you resist it, that's all your day is going to be dominated about.
Right. Your day will be dominated by your resisting whatever that person is saying or doing. So, if you want to have a great Thanksgiving, see if you can allow yourself to be as you are, which is the second principle. Because in any moment, you can only be exactly as you are in that moment. And here's the interesting thing. It's been our experience that most people are trying to get somewhere. They're not sure exactly where it is, but they're sure it isn't where they are. So wherever you are, that isn't it. And someday you'll get to some place. You would be amazed, unless you live in Maui, how many people in Maui drive around with a bumper sticker that says, and I'm gonna clean it up a little, another crappy day in paradise. Now, it doesn't matter where you are in your life, that's where you are in this moment. And you can't be different than you are in this moment. And if you're happy in this moment or sad in this moment, that's the only way you can be in this moment. So that's the second idea or principle. You can only be exactly as you are. You can only be as you are in this moment.
Third principle, awareness is key.
So if you see something that you're doing, that's all it takes to have your life transform. Just seeing is enough.
You know, awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of something. That's our definition of awareness. There may be a lot of them out there, but we're talking about simply noticing something without judging what you see.
Without adding energy for or against.
Well, actually, it reminds me of something that I was going to say earlier, and I got a bit diverted from. I know a lot of you listen regularly to our show, and I really feel like this show is an opportunity for, it's like a gymnasium. Each week you can practice the skill set
of being present. We got an email this week from a gal named Heike, who's a director. Her show is opening, I believe, next week. And
in Germany.
In Germany. And one of her actors was not listening to her direction. So she went through the archive of our radio shows and found Creativity and Intuition and listened to it. And she said she started laughing. She had to laugh. She'd been resisting the actor, and the more she resisted him, the more he became something that dominated the whole creative process, and that it returned her to center. So I think that is really neat, that this show today can return you to your own personal center if you find yourself a little off. And if you're already centered, there's always more of us available. The more you relax into...
When Ariel said us, she doesn't mean Ariel and Shia. She means more of you available.
Mm-hmm. And the freedom to be yourself. How many times, you know, do you find yourself just cruising through your day and you're really going for it and you haven't even just stopped to take a breath and relax and
get
be here?
Right.
And being here is really all that it takes. Huh.
You know,
name of the show, being here.
Right. The other thing is that listening pulls you into the moment. And that, you see, there's nothing to do to have your life transformed. It's so hard for somebody who's in pain or in a difficult situation that they want it to be different than it is. It's so difficult to hear that there's nothing to do to have your life transformed except be where you are, because most of us are so practiced and grounded in complaining to ourselves about the way our life is showing up or what's happening circumstantially in our life. See, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. It's not about trying to change or fix you. It's about noticing that you are born into an ongoing culture and you are dipped in the dye of that culture, so you are the color of that culture whether you like it or not, and mostly that culture complains. It complains about what is rather than being with what is. You've never been trained to discover how to be yourself in each moment of your life. When you discover how to be here, then what becomes obvious is how to be yourself and have the freedom to be yourself.
Where you can relax and take a breath, and regardless of whatever circumstances you're in, you don't have to chameleonize yourself, morph to be what you think other people want you to be, that you can be comfortable in your own skin.
Look, other people don't like themselves. How are they going to like you?
It's not personal.
It's not personal. People, for the most part, don't like themselves very much. It's not personal. But if you tell the truth and look, you find faults with you. Everybody finds faults with themselves, and therefore they find faults with others. See if you can allow yourself this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening, to just be here with us without trying to get somewhere.
The luxury of not trying to get ahead, but today let's just be yourself. We're going to come back after the break. Come on back with us.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
We all want to be fulfilled in all kinds of ways, to be joyful, at peace, and fully alive. And it all starts with awareness, creating a consciousness-based life. Now there's a radio show that helps you live that life. Listen for Live with the Lights On with host Katie Manna. Each week's show will help you create more satisfying relationships, increase your self-esteem, and your own inner sense of peace. Live with the Lights On is heard every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Create your own life with the lights on.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We're happy about being here. Hope you are, too.
Right.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Tell three people. Tell three people about this show. That's all it takes. Three people being here. Tell them to listen to the show.
Yeah, if you tell three people to listen to the show, eventually, and they told three people to listen to the show, eventually, who knows, maybe the whole world would listen to the show, and then we could perhaps impact quality of life on the planet, because people will stop trying to get to where they think is better than where they are, and if they live their lives directly in this moment, man, this could be a cool place.
So three people. That's this week's game. Tell three people. By the way, if you haven't gotten all your holidays gifts yet, if you're just getting started and you're thinking about the perfect gift for the holidays, we are running a holiday special. Buy any four items, get the fifth at no charge. So you can go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You can buy our book, Being Here, or Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life, or audios. Go ahead. Take care of your friends this holiday season while you're at it. Get one for yourself. If you haven't read our book yet,
you really should.
It's really an excellent support tool. Pick any page, and it supports you in being here.
Yep. We had a lady Monday night, her name was Lisa, who bought the book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the weekend, the Monday before. It was only her second time there, and she said that she picked up the book in the middle of the week and just picked a page, and she was in a little turmoil, and when she read what was on that page, it just settled her out, and she was back in the moment.
So that's our pitch to you. We invite you. And, go ahead, get yourself a copy.
We're selling enlightenment, folks.
There you go. Enlightenment for smarties.
Enlightenment for lazy folks, too.
Okay.
You can be lazy and get enlightened this way, and you can even be smart and get enlightened this way, but it's more difficult if you're smart. Got to tell you that. You know, there was a school of enlightenment in Japan in the 1700s run by a monk named Bankai. And his was the clear-eyed school of enlightenment. And Ariel and I have our own school of enlightenment. It's called the
Slack Jaw School of Enlightenment.
You know, Slack jaw. You see something you're doing that you formerly would judge, and you go, huh.
Look at that.
And then get on with your life.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's all it takes to have your life transform, to become enlightened, really.
You ready, Shia?
Yes, I am.
We have a caller on the line.
Karen. I wonder who could be.
Karen, you there?
Hi.
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 Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cologne in Germany.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be with you.
Is it cold in Cologne today?
It's raining. It's about 8 or 9 degrees, and it's raining.
Raining. Yes. Well, here it's sunny, but very cold.
Okay, I see.
Okay, well.
What can we do for you today, Karen?
When I started listening to you, I had a wonderful day. I had so many different encounters with people, with clients and friends, and very dense day. And when you said that most of the time we are heading for something, I really said, wow, that's really me. I realized that I tend to interrupt people in talks. When I'm on the phone, especially on the phone or somewhere or in personal encounters, especially in meetings, because I already know where I want to go or what the goal is.
Right.
So you're trying to control your environment and get it, corral it around to get it to go the way you want.
Yeah, I want to have results in short time.
But you don't just want results. You want the results you want.
Okay.
Well, you know, I have to tell you,
I'm
all for results. Shai and I produce an amazing amount of results in a very short period of time, but we don't have the stress of trying to force things to go the way we want.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I've noticed many times when the universe tells me no, I listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I do my best to have people's lives transform.
Mm-hmm.
But when they cut me off in the middle of a sentence, I stop talking. Because obviously they don't want to hear what I have to say. They're more interested in what they have to say.
Mm. So Shai doesn't stop talking as a form of punishment, but more as a form of respect for that person's rhythm.
Right. They request that they speak, not I speak, so I don't speak. Now, this is fine, but if you want to, if you pay me a lot of money to become enlightened, you should listen, don't you think?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing. It's not about that. If you want to really have make a difference in the lives of the people around you, if you just start listening to them, that'll give them the freedom to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people have not been heard.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly saying the same things over and over.
Right.
Now, that could be said about me. All I seem to talk about is enlightenment, three principles, being in the moment. That's all I seem to talk about. And I listen. And listening. So, but if you truly hear what another person says, Karen, your life can transform in that moment. It's not in the content of what they're saying, but if you're really listening, it pulls you into the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough for everything in your life to shift in the most positive of ways.
Mm-hmm. And what if people expect me to comment?
Well, I don't know. That this is too much of a hypothetical. People always expect you. You can comment. You can say yes.
I wonder about something, though, as we're talking. I'm wondering if you are thinking historically about yourself and you're dredging up a problem where none exists. Because my experience is this, Karen, that people, if we're talking to you now, it's like a little slice of your life.
Mm.
And here we are. And I don't recall you having interrupted us even once.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you're being a little hard on yourself these days.
Mm-hmm.
See, there you said something. That was a form of interaction. I got it. You heard us.
Yeah, I did.
Right, and you know, not a big deal.
You know, yeah. We're our own worst critics.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. If you want the freedom to be yourself, you got to start noticing how much you pick on yourself.
Mm.
You know, you're not kind to you are much kinder to other people than you are to yourself.
Mm.
And I'm talking to you, Karen, but I mean everybody out there listening.
Mm. Well, here's an example. Shai and I have recently been doing a lot of radio interviews and television interviews, and we've been talking about our book and about how to apply the principles to the economic downturn and all sorts of ideas like de-stressing for the holidays. And we did a television show up in Connecticut, and the internal...
Which is one of the states in the United States. In New England.
And our internal conversation about how we were doing was not reflective of how we actually did.
In the show itself, when we saw the tape of the show a week or so later.
Now, one of the things that we are lucky enough to have for this particular thing is that we get to see a video of it. And we waited long enough so that we weren't remembering what it felt like or remembering the questions and answers, but we could actually neutrally observe what was happening. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting to see how we were as opposed to what we thought about how we were. Mm-hmm. And most of us, we don't have the luxury of video playback. So what you can train yourself to do is to not take that internal commentary about how you're doing personally.
Well, seriously. See, that commentary can say, I'm not very good at this. You know, it's very interesting. Last night, I went to a class that I'm taking in tying flies for fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were tying a very complex fly called a spey fly, and it had many different components that need to be tied in with thread in a very, very precise manner. And I noticed as I was watching the instructor do it, and he was having a hard time with some feathers that didn't want to behave themselves, and I noticed that I had the thought that went something like, well, if Andrew can't do it, I'll never be able to do this.
Mm.
And then I went and I cut these pieces of feathers that I needed from my fly, and I just tied them on, and I didn't even worry about it. I just did it. And it was great. It actually worked out well. That difficult maneuver wasn't that difficult, but in my thoughts, I had already quit on myself.
Mm.
If I listened to those thoughts as though they were true, I never would have continued. And I never would have been as successful as I was with that particular fly that I tied, which was probably the most complex fly I may have ever tied.
I have to tell you, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, I just want to pet it. You have to be careful, it's got a hook. But hey, Karen, I have a question. In a little bit here, you know, in less than a minute, we're going to be going to break. Did you want to come back with us after the break?
Yeah, wonderful.
Excellent. You know, the other thing, Shai, when you said that Andrew was having difficulty, I'm not surprised. He was upset. And when you're upset, things get a little more unwieldy.
Oh, that's true.
So we can talk about that a bit more, and we'll talk more with Karen after the break. So come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
That's right.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic, and you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we're speaking with Karen. How you doing, Karen?
Hi, here I am.
Good. Good, good, good. So how you doing now?
Fine.
You sound fine. You actually sound crisper, perkier. More you.
Wonderful, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. And so we just want to thank you for calling in. We really
okay.
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything else? You good?
Yeah, I was just, if I can, one more question.
Yes,
I
am.
Yeah, because what I saw is that even in times when I work a lot and doing a good job, always this thought or this thought that I do not do enough.
Well, Karen, you're never going to do enough for that conversation in your head, because it's very do-oriented, and it always says you're not good enough. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it always does. I mean, no matter what.
No matter what. So just include it as part of the radio show you're listening to whenever you tune into your mind.
Okay, so it will always be like that, and I just include it.
Yeah, but you see, if you don't resist it, it may not always be like that.
Uh-huh.
But as long as you're resisting it, it will always be like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a Google or Yahoo there in Germany?
Yeah.
So think of it like Google or Yahoo. You know, you type in Ariel and Shai Kane, you click the button, and you'll get back close to a million responses.
Uh-huh.
But if I were to ask you to actually do that yourself, it would take you forever. Your mind is capable of computations of all the things it thinks you should do. There's no way you can possibly accomplish all the things that your mind thinks. It's like a little microprocessor in there, and it's super fast.
Okay.
What's your point?
I'm saying that it's like Google or Yahoo. It is so fast. It comes up with
a list of things for her to do that is absolutely never accomplishable.
More than she thinks, so she never can do enough.
Never.
I understand.
I mean,
now,
what you said is absolutely perfect. It's a radio station. The radio station.
But it's pre-programmed. This is not a live show.
And
this is an old show that's been going on for years and years and years. It just plays the same oldies but not so goodies over and over again.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
That's all right.
Thank you, Karen.
We have another caller on the line. And are you there, Claudia?
Yes, I'm there. Hello, you guys.
Hello.
Hi.
You're calling us from New York?
Yes, from New York.
Excellent.
As a German.
You're another German person from New York.
You mean
yes.
It's not a New York accent we're listening to?
I thought it was Brooklynese.
Oh, yeah, get out of here.
Oh, now
that sounded
Brooklynese.
So, we have the topic freedom, I heard.
Yes, ma'am.
And my question actually is, how would you describe the freedom in your relationship? And I would like to explain and describe that a bit more, what I mean by that.
Please.
I feel that in my relationship, sometimes I'm feeling like in a little prison, because I do a lot of things in my privacy and in my after work, and I would like I'm interested in doing lots of things, lots of different things, but I also realize that I don't share so much with my friend about it because he doesn't want to do that so much. So it's like that I'm doing more my stuff on my own than rather doing something with my partner.
Right.
And in the same time, I feel, I have joy with it, of course, but in the same time, I feel a bit guilty because I don't have this tendency or I don't have this demand to do something with him. So I like...
Let me stop you, okay?
Okay, sorry, yeah.
Because you did so much information. So here's the thing, my dear. How long have you known us?
2 months now, or 2.5, I think.
Now, in these 2 months, has a lot happened for you in your life?
Yes, a lot. More than a lot.
More than you could ever have expected by the previous however many years of your life you've lived.
That's true.
Okay. Now, the thing is this. We met your boyfriend when we were in Germany.
And he did the Freedom to Breathe course.
Yes.
And friends of his immediately started asking him, what happened? You're so nice.
That's
something's
true.
Different for you.
Mm.
Now, why I say this is you don't realize that just 2 or 3 short months ago, you were a completely different person.
Mm.
I remember the first night I met you at a Monday Night Alive, Claudia, and I said, oh, is she German? Because you were very self-controlled and very tight in yourself. You weren't as self-expressive as you've become. You weren't as open as you become. You weren't as trusting yourself as you have become.
Mm.
And if we go back a couple months, the person you were was, as Shai said, less free to be yourself, less expressive. And chances are, if you invited your friend to come to things, the invitation wasn't wholehearted, because my experience of you at that time was you had less ability to be wholehearted. Your heart
in
was
any, in
hidden.
Any area of your life.
That's right. It was hidden in little pieces so you wouldn't get hurt.
Mm.
And so when you say he doesn't like to participate, you've been in New York. You're moving back to Hamburg shortly.
Mm.
And so you don't really know, because the you who's going back and the him that's going to meet you are both
different people than you were the last time you saw him or spoke to him even.
Yeah, that's again the thing that I'm worried because of past things.
But past things are past.
Mm, yeah, sure.
You see, the past is over. The truth of the matter is, if you go back to Hamburg and be there open and available to see what shows up, You may find that your boyfriend is a very different person than the person you left the last time you saw him.
Actually, I realized it already via the phone, even though, as you can see, that I'm still, you know, I'm worried about,
Let me stop you. Worry is a function of thinking about the past and how it applies to the future. You only worry past and future. Are you worried in this moment, Claudia, about anything?
Right. No, no, I'm not.
Right, but right now is what you've got. Now, if you can start operating right now, looking at the things in your life that are happening right now, then your life is going to work out great, and you won't be worrying about what isn't.
Yeah, this mind is a trap.
This mind is a trap. You are absolutely right. See, worrying about the future takes you out of the moment. Worrying about the past takes you out of the moment. The moment is all there really is. If you discover how to live your life directly, well, then worrying about what might be just fades away because you're not lost in these endless hypothetical circumstances that might be dangerous to you.
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah.
See, the game is, while you are still in New York and you're winding up things and winding up your home and completing things with your friends, and you know, I actually saw an invitation today in our emails from one of your friends inviting people to go bowling as a farewell party for you. It sounds like a lot of fun. I really think your best bet is to, while you're in town and while you're here, do your best to connect in where you are, so that in each moment, rather than going, gosh, I'm not going to see this person again, or boy, this is my last day in the apartment, but you really are there, creating in yourself a sense of intimacy wherever you are, that when you finally get to Hamburg and you're standing in front of your friend, you may be surprised what comes out of your mouth. You may actually invite him to do things that you want him to go with. You may say, hey, you know, I just want to go hang out by myself. You may just find yourself articulating what you really want when you want it, rather than creating a whole mishmash of ideas that include that he doesn't want to do things with you, because I know he does.
And you're not the person you were 3 months ago, and I would venture to guess you didn't want him that much in your everyday life at that time. You wanted to be independent. You needed to prove at that time that you were a strong, independent woman.
But that intimacy equaled prison. That was like cramping your style, as opposed to, you know, most people have a high tolerance for pain but a very low tolerance for pleasure. You know, there's a ceiling level for how good you're willing to let it be.
But this is also a very interesting way to see it, actually. Like, that that's absolutely true, that I'm not, that I like to be independent too, and that it's like, you know, that I'm shining like that. So that the outcome of that is that, for example, my boyfriend is not joining because he feels that I would like to be independent, yeah.
That's right. So he may have been giving you what you were, unbeknownst to yourself, requesting from him, which was so that you could feel more independent and successful as a woman, and not be tied to a relationship. Because, you see, there's still the stigma in Germany of being a Hausfrau.
We can talk more about it in a moment after the break. Come on back with us, Claudia. Everybody else, too. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid, over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone, and I want to let you know, invite you all to the Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer weekend we're doing in New York City, December 5th through 7th. Got an email today from our friend Erica, who's flying in from Los Angeles to do the course. She invited her father to come with her, and he's coming. So we have not seen her father in many, many years, and so it's really neat that they're going to be coming as a family. So come, invite friends, invite family. You're welcome to join us. It's December 5th through 7th, and if you want to know more about it, you can go up on our website, of course, transformationmadeeasy.com. And also, Claudia is going back to Hamburg, and so for those of you who are listening from Europe and can't attend a Monday evening here, and for those of you who are not going to be coming in December or January for the next courses we're doing here, we have an international call with lots of different cities, and that's the next one coming up is on December 9th. If you want to know more about that, you can go up on our website as well. So, Claudia, you still there?
Yes, I am. Listening to you.
So I was talking earlier about the cultural dye that we're all dipped in and you can't help it.
Say it again, sorry.
That cultural dye that we are all dipped in so we get colored. You're colored German, I'm colored American. And in there with awareness, again, that non-judgmental thing, it's not like German is bad or American is bad or good either way. It's about that there are certain things that come along with the enculturation process. And somewhere in there, this idea of independent woman has a certain picture of for you, strong and stern and by yourself and not leaning on
and
or depending.
And not dependent on a man.
Mm.
And I love being dependent on Shia.
Mm.
I love letting him that far into my heart. I love being able to spend time with him and spend lots of time in the same room and not feel crowded.
Mm.
It's really wonderful. And then when he goes off, like he was talking about last night, he went and did his class, and he had no attention on me. He was totally gone. He had his attention totally on that which he was doing. I don't feel lonely.
Mm.
It's not as if being alone is a lonely thing.
Mm.
But I don't have to prove to myself that I'm strong and independent. We are all interconnected. And I really feel that it takes courage and strength to be free enough to be yourself, to
to allow yourself to be supported, and in your case, by one of those others, a man.
You know, Claudia, I woke up, I didn't know you were going to be calling in today, and I woke up thinking about you. And it made me smile. I just started smiling thinking about you because I remember the night.
Hey, got a little music on there.
I remember the first night you came to Monday Night Alive in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And you had been attending Josh Pice's acting class there, and you know people who attend that class also come to our workshops, mm-hmm. and so they invited you and you came. And the person you've become in the two short months that we know you is so much more you, and you've allowed yourself, you've given yourself the freedom to be yourself, and it's really dramatic. Because it's fresh, and each week when you show up on a Monday night for a Monday Night Alive, I see these amazing shifts that have taken place in you, and you're not even aware of them because you didn't try to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing that you that you see that. I mean, because I can't see myself. I feel, of course, that it's like expanded a lot. It's amazing. It's amazing, amazing. And also around these people, like actually for Jürgen too, as my boyfriend, and he is actually living in Hamburg. So it's like really amazing. So it's nice to hear that. Thank you.
Oh well, I didn't say it just to compliment you. I said it because it's true for me that it's. You're a gift. Mm. Now, you didn't know that you were wrapped up in armor.
Mm.
You know, you had this hard exterior that you put on to protect yourself because you were afraid that if you allowed yourself to be vulnerable, you'll get hurt somehow. And what's happened for you is you become more and more vulnerable, and in a very strange way, a lot stronger in yourself. But without any armor.
Mm.
The last couple of weeks, Shai and I've seen a couple of martial arts movies, and we saw one called Forbidden Empire, which was really lovely. Not a lot of gore and guts. It's more like a fantasy fable with martial arts with two great artists, Jet Li and Jackie Chan. And what's really so telling about the strength of both of these amazing athletes is that they're so supple, and they're so resting in themselves, and they're so still. There's not this rigid, posturing, defended walking around. There's like an ease of motion.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see you, Claudia, I see you as living proof that transformation is not only instantaneous. It happens in an instant. But it's also cumulative, that you get stronger in being yourself, and at the same time you become more and more relaxed and supple and more you, more in the flow of your own life.
Well, there's another piece to it also, and that is that you've invested in transformation. You get yourself to Monday nights every Monday night. You bring yourself to the weekends when you're in the States or here in New York City. It's like, really amazing what you've done without doing anything.
And you know what? The thing is, one of those ideas I had right now for me was like when I come back to Germany, I don't have a job. So I feel, but I don't feel anxious about that. Mm-hmm. I would have felt that like half a year ago, I would at least felt that, I'm sure. And I thought about myself that I really would like to do a job where I can be, where I work for myself, like my own business, you know?
Yes.
And this is like, I always, when I thought about that, I always had like fear about that to do so because a lot of, you know, lots of fear came up. While thinking it would be not that bad the idea to have my own company, but I couldn't do it for my inner because I had so much fear, and now this fear is gone.
So with the fear gone, we look forward to hearing in the future, once you're back in Hamburg,
yes,
how things are developing for you.
Yeah, that's. I'm very excited about that, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm very excited about what's gonna happen, and I don't have an aim as I used to have always. You know, it's like just I fear that I could open up and that I just get the being that I would like to be there. And
I have a suggestion for you, Claudia.
Yeah, thanks.
Get excited about today.
Yeah.
And about being here today, and about what's happening now.
Yes, all
forget
right.
that. It'll take care of itself when you get there.
Yes. That's right.
Okay?
Okay, cool, Ariane.
Hey,
thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much, you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. And, you know, we have to close the show shortly, but when Shai said about investing in transformation, it's not only coming to Monday nights and weekends, and of course you are invited, and going up and buying books as holiday gifts, and again, you're invited. But some of you listen week after week, and you want to call in and ask a question. Make next week the week. Call in next week and ask your questions. Don't hold back. Give it to yourself. Why not? You only live once.
That's right.
And if you live more than once, you're not going to be the same you coming back. Who knows about that?
And you won't even remember this past one.
There you go.
Okay.
So thanks, guys, and thanks for being here today. We've really, really enjoyed the show. And we invite you back next week.
And don't miss...
Being here.
Being here.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.